ABC Radio Australia.
Samoa's Prime Minister Lauliam Le Malitua Pola Taivao Fosi Schmidt is scheduled to appear in court this morning alongside five core defendants on conspiracy charges. A verdict on this long-running case is expected today after multiple delays. Joining us this morning from Samoa's capital, Apia, for more details on this story is ABC's reporter Adele Fruin. Good morning, sister, and thanks for joining us.
Talo Falava Belinda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now let's get straight into it. Adele, what are the charges Samoa's Prime Minister is currently faced with, and what is this case about?
Yes, Samoa's Prime Minister Lauliam Malitua Pola Taivao Fosi Schmidt is currently facing 16 criminal charges. However, for the particular case he will be appearing later today in court is on four joint charges with five co-defendants. He was charged with allegedly attempting to pervert the course of justice and conspiracy to commit an offence. Now, a verdict will be called out later today, which we hope will actually happen because we've experienced so many delays so far.
Why has the court verdict been delayed multiple times?
Now, the court has delayed delivering its verdict because the presiding judge requested for more time. She explained to the co-defendants and prosecution that her decision was not yet complete. She also apologized for the delay and asked for prayers. You know, this is noting the heavy responsibility of completing her judgment. And despite the delays, crowds of FAR supporters rallied at the court to support its leader. You will find them all wearing red, basically. So, yeah, I assume that will also happen today, yeah.
What led to Samoa's Deputy Prime Minister losing his seat earlier this week?
Yes, Samoa's Deputy Prime Minister lost his seat because the electoral court ruled he was involved in bribery. He was at the centre, basically. The case centred on a 150 payment made to a voter just hours before polling, which his rival argued influenced the vote. The court ruled that this constituted bribery through the actions of his agent and under Section 116 of the Electoral Act 2019 declared his election seat void, basically. Yeah.
Have either the Deputy Prime Minister or Prime Minister Lauli commented on this issue?
Yes. While Samoa's Deputy Prime Minister took to social media, he hasn't spoken to any of the media as of yet. He was acknowledging the support from families, constituencies, and he even thanked Prime Minister Lauliam Malietor for their support. Now, Prime Minister Lauliam Malietor said he feels for Toi Lupe, or our Deputy Prime Minister, and despite being sad about the loss of one of their party members, he respects the decision from the court.
So how is the general public feeling right now, you know, about the governance and, of course, accountability in Samoa as we head into court today?
Well, there's been mixed reactions. While it's important to note that Samoa's Prime Minister, Lauliam Malietor, has a great number of followers locally and abroad. So they're all rooting to support him while he goes through his court cases, basically. But there's also some members of the public who have expressed their anticipation for this much-awaited verdict. So I guess we'll find out later today what will happen. So, yeah.
We'll leave it there. Adele, thank you for talking to us this morning.
Amazing. Thank you, Belinda.
That's ABC's reporter in Samoa, Adele Fruin. Adele will be keeping an eye on the court ruling and will update us here on Pacific Beat.